an upper middle tier ping pong player, like in the world average. Like, yeah, would I get bodied by anybody who plays competitive professionally?
Yeah,
yes.
I would say we're in the top 5% of.
But like, if I was on
players.
The street and someone picked out 20 random people to play me in ping pong, I'd probably beat 18 of them.
Yeah,
possibly all 20. And that's just the truth right there.
Well,
if you think you can beat me in pong, get at me.
Well, if you think about it, we were playing. Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, my co-host and kin, he's coughing, the youngest brother, Brennan. He just took a swig of water. I was going to say a puff.
You gotta stay hydrated.
I was going to say a puff of smoke, but we are missing our older brother today. He's in the great state of Florida, beaching somewhere. I can't even... When's the last time we recorded just you and me?
The very first episode. Well, we may have done one more. I don't fucking know.
Because there was one other episode where Colton wasn't on it, but I think we may have had somebody
else. We had somebody on. We had Reed on the second one. I feel like we did one more, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it's been a while since it was just you and me.
It's not over the third.
This
is the original studio, too.
Yeah, we're in our original studio. We are not in Land of the Setting Sun Studios. We are at my house today, which if things sound a little bit more echoey, it's because this room is not acoustically treated like our normal studio, but...
Should be fine.
We should still be able to deliver some pretty quality audio. Brennan, what is going on with you? What'd you watch this week? Anything?
Shit, did we record on Friday last time?
We recorded like probably 4 days ago.
Yeah, I literally haven't watched a single thing. I watched Shield Hero, obviously. Oh, I finished Beastars since the last time we had, but that's really it. And I've been trying to get Darby to watch Invincible. And we were going to start it last night, and then we were having technical difficulties, so I just gave up. Try to pitch that again tonight.
Technical difficulties like your Fire Stick?
No, it just kept fucking starting from the... It kept starting from the end of the episode, and I would hit start from beginning, and then I'd hit start from beginning again, and it would go to the next episode. Just a small thing. Like, we could have done it, but she was already, like, saying she was tired.
Damn.
So we just watched, like, the first 30 minutes of Tropic Thunder. She had never seen that movie.
That might be a quick Kids' Choice Award in it for you. What she? I don't even think Hillary's ever watched Tropic Thunder, but that's a good one.
Yeah, she didn't know Robert Downey. Well, all she knew was that Robert Downey Jr. like plays like a black guy. Yeah. Basically, we watched like the beginning where there's like the skits from the movies they're all in,
and it's like what's it, Jack Simple Jack?
Yeah, well, that's not the skit they show at the beginning. So the first one's Jack Black, and he's like playing himself. It's called the Fatties. And there's the rapper who's like the Bustin' Up Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Ben Stiller is like the action hero. He's got like six of the same movies, The Scorcher. And then Robert Downey Jr. and Tobey Maguire have the one where they're like gay monks.
Yeah.
It's called Satan's Alley.
It's like Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, but they're monks.
That's awesome. So what did you think about the end of Beastars season 2? Was it better? Like, is it building, getting better, or was it just eh?
I don't know. Colton sent me some link. Is it like there's going to be another season? But I think it said it was like a spinoff. I mean, it was an ending. Like,
oh, so it's concluded. Like that.
I don't
story.
Know. It didn't like conclude. Like it could keep going, I think. But it also got to a place where if they decide to stop there, then like people aren't going to rage to the streets. Like, you know. I'd say like the ending wasn't on par with the series, but it wasn't like a huge drop off or a huge letdown. Kind of like the rest of it, it's kind of like oh.
Hmm. So after finishing season 2, do you feel like you understand what the show is about now?
I mean, I get what it's trying. I mean, I understand what it's trying to get to, but I mean, no, not the overall. Hmm. There may not be an underlying message. I just think there is. They're trying to relay.
Shoot.
You know, like how Attack on Titan's supposed to be like a.
all sides of war are bad and good.
I don't know. Isn't it like based off of the bombings in Japan and Hiroshima? And
I thought it was, I just take away from like it. That. It's just like in war, everybody thinks they're on the good side until you go to the other side, and the reasons that they're fighting are also valid.
Yeah.
You know, everybody believes in the reason that they're fighting.
I don't know if it's that apparent of a, I don't know what the show's about. Anybody, I've been trying to set the listeners if they know to message us, but I mean, it's pretty good. It's enjoyable.
So I've been watching Tokyo Revengers, which I know you haven't started, but damn, it's good as always. For everybody out there that watches it week to week like me, I know we're thinking of the same thing. It's an incredible show. I've also picked back up on Gurren Lagann. I got to the, I'm not going to spoil anything, but if anybody doesn't want to know anything about Gurren Lagann, skip forward like 3 minutes.
You get to the time skip?
Yeah, I got to the time skip finally. I'm pleased with it. And he doesn't look like such a twerp anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never even, I don't know. I feel like the front half was just the better part. Not that it's bad, it's just I just felt like it was. I was more into it before they aged up.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only watched one episode into the aging, you know, before, like, the alien comes down.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I can
shit starts going down.
Pretty vividly.
Freaking Ross, they're, like, they're building up Rasu, or whatever his name is, the kid they picked up.
Yeah.
To be, like, the new bad guy or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I vaguely remember. I watched that a while ago.
It's good. I mean, I'm going to finish it because I'm, like, I only have, like, 9 episodes left. So, that, My Hero Academia, the usual stuff. I've taken a break on One Piece, but
you gotta stay strong on that shit.
I mean, I'm gonna keep going. I've just been freaking dealing with some car issues lately that's been taking up a lot of my time.
Whenever you watch One Piece, it's gotta be your only show, really. If you want to make good progress.
It's like a marriage. It's like getting married in anime. You gotta be willing to commit to one show for the rest of your life.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you can probably watch other stuff with it, but it's easier to get to an investment point.
Yeah.
Where are you at? I know you said they were with
I'm
Frankie,
still at
the ship, right?
I'm still at the part where they are aware of the island in the sky, but they're trying to figure out how to get there.
Where are they at?
Oh, no, actually, I watched an episode. There were three, like, massive people standing in the ocean, and they, like, got away from them. Like, giants. Like,
Great Sea Kings?
No, they were freaking huge. They weren't animals. They were like the people? Silhouette of people, but they were...
I don't even know if I remember that shit.
They were literally massive, and all you could see was their shadows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was.
It may just be... if I don't remember what it was, but it could be hella foreshadowing.
Could have been.
To 600 episodes later, I don't know.
Yeah, they got away, but there were three of them, and they looked like Mr. Game & Watch. Like their silhouettes.
Watch, like stick figures with the freaking
they looked like
frying pan.
They were completely black like that, like oversized
Game
features.
Game & Watch.
But, yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to watch-wise. Anime updates.
You watch Space Jam 2?
Nah, I don't know if I will.
It's pretty, I liked it. It's enjoyable. You like it. It's basically just, I feel like it's less about like the comedy and more about like putting things you like in front of you. Cause WB is basically just anything that WB owns gets to be in the movie. So like in that aspect, it makes it enjoyable to watch. Cause you're like, oh, fucking Harry Potter in Space Jam. And you know, I mean, it is still for kids movie. So definitely go with that mindset, but it's not horrible. But
what other surprise cameo basketball players are in it? Did like Charles Barkley and the old crew?
I don't know if anybody watches hoops in here, but they're like, shoot. There's like two WNBA players, and I don't know their names, unfortunately. And then Damian Lillard is one of the ones they steal the power from. And then Anthony Davis, because he's LeBron's teammate, and then Klay Thompson. From Golden State Warriors.
Nice.
Or like the ones from...
They're the Monstars?
They're not the Monstars. It's different.
They get their power stolen?
Yeah, or like they use them as the baseline.
Okay.
But it was good enough that where me and Darby watched the original like 2 days later. And
Which one's better? The original?
The original's pretty... It's actually funny. They actually rely on like actual comedic...
Yeah, freaking Bill Murray.
Yeah.
That dude from Jurassic Park.
And just the story. The storyline is just better.
Yeah, and it starts off with some R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
Not that MJ is a good actor, but he may be like a touch above LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron, when he was in that movie Trainwreck, I thought he did a decent job. He wasn't like awkward.
Oh, where he was like getting trained by...
He was like friends with the doctor, the surgeon. Because some athletes, like you can tell like Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes are like... Or Patrick Mahomes is actually pretty bad in his commercials.
Baker's but, pretty like, good.
Baker's good. Aaron Rodgers is really good as well.
The other one's Peyton Manning, though.
Peyton Manning's freaking amazing. Yeah. He's in another world of acting among athletes.
Yeah, and I ain't trying to say MJ's like an actor, but he probably edged out LeBron, unfortunately. LeBron just be making the faces. his surprise faces.
Now I kind of want to watch it. But
it's good.
Okay, so I've got a couple anime updates. Brennan, have you seen... Do you keep up with Miley Cyrus at all?
Not really.
So she apparently...
She ruined that Kid Leroy song.
I don't know who
that
is.
By joining it.
So Miley Cyrus recently did an ad, a fashion ad, for Gucci. I think it was to promote a new scent or fragrant called Flora Fantasia. And in the music video or commercial, it's like kind of a music video short because it's got a pretty sick beat and music. But the, what do you call him? The artist for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Drew.
Character designed Miley Cyrus as an anime character.
In JoJo style?
In JoJo style. It's pretty sweet.
Does it look okay?
It looks pretty good, yeah. Mm. I'll post the link in our show notes. Gram. Or I could post it on the gram. It goes against our rules of like it being like original content, but I guess I could. I could do it as a story.
Yeah, something.
But yeah, everybody check that out.
That's not a meme, though. Pretty sick. You said all the memes are original content, not just a post. There can just be regular posts, too.
I guess I could. I'll go back and look at it and see if I want to. And then number two, it's not really an update. It's just a note to self. The most popular anime right now, according to The Roll. What do you think it is, Brennan?
It's Tokyo Revengers.
Nope.
Or The Slizzle.
It's The Slizzle. That time I got reincarnated. That time I got reincarnated as a Slizzle.
Is this still ongoing right now?
Yeah, it's season two. Season two just came out like 3-4 weeks ago.
Capped. I haven't watched another episode yet. I thought about it, but I just haven't I haven't had the want to, the time, or the awakeness.
I have not either. I thought about it before recording today, but since we're doing a question and answer episode, I didn't feel like I had to watch it, which is kind of sad because it's so popular. Like, it's the number one show right now on Crunchyroll, and there's a lot of freaking shows on there.
Yeah.
And we both would give the pilot episode a 6 out of 10, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably give it like a 7 just because you can't. For what it was, I'd give it a 7. Like, for my personal taste, yeah, maybe a 6.
But here's the thing. If we went in and watched that episode blind with no hype built around it, just like we randomly found a show called That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime and watched the pilot, I feel like I would rate it much lower.
Gee,
I feel like I was supposed to like it, so I inherently did.
I'm the opposite. I feel like if I watched it blind, I would have been like, shit's onto something.
Really?
But now since I know about it and I know it's good, like I said, I usually don't watch. And the only thing I've watched that's hyped recently is Jujutsu Kaisen.
But you even said that shit was amazing.
Yeah, and it was
rewatch.
Good, but usually I don't watch. And most of the stuff that's hyped is pretty good, but I usually watch it after at least like a little bit after it's been out.
Yeah.
I don't like watching shit when everybody's talking about it and all that stuff, but...
What do you think the number two show, according to The Roll, is right now?
Number two? Probably Tokyo Revengers.
Wrong again, my friend. Wrong again. Tokyo Revengers is in the number five spot.
Is it 2 Year Eternity?
Nope.
Is that one in the top five?
Nope.
Shit.
So number two is Boruto.
Shit, it's because everybody's hyping that shit up.
Borutards, man.
Every time I see one on TikTok, I have to scroll past it because I know they're spoiling like some recent stuff.
I know. I stay away from all of it because I know I will end up watching it.
Yeah, I will
just
too.
I know I will.
Once Darby finishes Naruto, if we ever pick that shit back up and finish it through, then we'll probably move into Boruto and just watch the canon.
You want to take a guess at what number three is and four?
Shoot, I just don't get on there enough. I don't
just
really
take a
know.
Guess. Well, I mean, think about stuff that you like and you watch.
Tokyo Revengers is 5.
Yep.
Shit, I don't even know what the hell other people. My Hero is definitely in there.
Yep, that's number 4. What do you think number 3
what
is?
Else is
you watch
going
this
on
one
right now. I watch it or watched it.
You watch it.
One Piece?
And yeah, number 3 is One Piece.
That's pretty good. It must be going through a good arc right now.
Oh, you're not watching it week to week?
No, I always let it build up. I think I got within like 40 episodes and I've just let off the gas and it's worked for me. Because then when I get a surge, then I kill it. And I feel like I'm pretty caught up. Like, I just finished Whole Cake Island, I think, with Big Mom. Or, like, that little section. And
she comes back again?
You don't know who Big Mom is.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of that freaking girl pirate that gets smooth skin.
No.
Like,
no,
how many
no.
times do you have to kill
if
this
If anybody beyond? Knows Washington, like, that's where I'm at. So, like, right before they go to Wano. So I'm like at a good place where I can let it build and then I can hop right back in and I'll know where I'm at.
Man. All right, let's transition into the meat and potatoes. So this is a listener question episode. We have compiled some great listener, you know, we ask for messages via Instagram of ideas for topics. And we have a lot of fans that reach out to us with some awesome questions. And so these are the ones we have compiled in the last week that we think would make for a great episode. So for whatever reason, a lot of people don't want to be named. I don't know if they're like ashamed.
I think they just send the question and they just don't think.
No, I went and asked them.
Oh.
And everybody, we have
our
number one fan. She said
people,
it was cool.
Some people just aren't clout chasers like that, though.
I don't know. I just feel like if I'm listening to a podcast and somebody's answering my question, I want people to know it was me that asked and go
yeah.
and give me a follow.
I guess I've never tried to like get through. Like I'll comment on stuff from other podcasts or whatever, message them, comment on pictures and shit. But I've never. I guess not that many that only one that I listen to does like listener questions.
Yeah,
and they do it on like a hotline.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to work up to. So the first question, Brennan, have you been watching any Olympics?
I try to. I watch. I always watch the highlights, and then I've been watching like all the condensed versions of volleyball matches.
Nice, like beach volleyball or traditional.
Well,
like
beach volleyball. I was at the gym, and it was on the treadmill, so I was like, "Fuck yeah." And then I started watching, like, the men's court volleyball or regular volleyball.
Damn. So I have... Okay, so here's the first question
you know,
from one of our fans.
One last update. Since the Olympics are in Japan, they've been playing, like, hella anime.
Yeah, but my wife was like, I was working from home today. And she was like, Jordan, get in here, quick. I was like, what? She's like, come listen to the song that they're playing during the gymnastics. And it was Official Huge Dandism, the Crybaby song.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know that they've been playing tons of haikyuu like during the volleyball sets, especially when Japan plays.
Some burnout syndrome? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny as heck.
They have a dude who I've been seeing before, Nishima or something on Japan. He's like a spiker of some sort. I don't really know his position, but... I've heard before the Olympics, like just on YouTube, everyone's like the real life Shoyo Hinata.
Is he short and he can jump
high?
He's
not short. He's probably like 6 foot. He's like a 6 foot, 6 foot three, or like he's not like one of the lengthy
yeah,
ones.
That's still tall.
But yeah, he's got bounce for sure. All those dudes got bounce. They can all freaking jump out of the gym. But
yeah,
I always look out for him because he's like the one volleyball player I knew pre-hand.
How did they do? I haven't watched any of the volleyball. Is it concluded?
I don't think the USA men's has lost yet.
Okay.
And then I think Japan's won all their matches too.
So here's the question from a fan who wishes to remain anonymous. Thank you for your question. Here it is. What Olympic sport do you think would make a great anime?
Volleyball.
I know my answer.
Volleyball,
well, volleyball
would be
yeah.
a pretty good anime. Does it have to be Summer Olympics?
No. I mean, no, it doesn't. But
let's just keep it summer since this is what's going on right now.
I feel like Winter Olympics wouldn't be as fun because of the gear. Like people want to see like muscles.
I mean,
and, like,
snowboarding, a snowboarding anime would be freaking dank.
It'd be nice for illustrating because you just Sean have
White.
A helmet on that boy the whole time. You don't have to show any facial
I mean, but
expressions.
You have to animate some gnar
body
shredding.
Language.
Yeah.
For me, I've only watched one thing in the Olympics the entire time, and it is the table. It's the table tennis.
But there's table tennis anime already.
Oh shit! I'm about to start something.
Yeah, there's one. The best one. I think it's pretty short. You'll have to look it up, but it'll probably be the first one that comes up. It's like the animation's really. I don't know if the animation's weird, but how the people are drawn. They're not drawn like, you know, pretty anime characters. They're like kind of. I don't want to say ugly characters, but they're not. You know, anime characters are like easy to look at, and yeah. Most of them are good looking. These guys aren't drawn like that.
Okay, so but, they're like Saitama kind of.
No, it's not like the color scheme's not that bright. You just have to see it.
Okay.
Like, but it's not like your typical. It's not going to look like your typical anime.
I think I don't think it would be possible to have a ping pong anime and it not be. Entertaining as hell.
It is. People, like, it's one of the most high. It's a highly rated anime, I think.
Hell yeah. I'm about to start that shit tonight. What is it called?
I don't know.
I gotta look that
up. If you just Google it, it'll be the first one and you'll probably see what I'm talking about.
I mean, remember that Balls of Fury movie that came out?
Yeah.
Shit was awesome.
Play ping pong.
it's called Ping Pong the Animation.
Does it look like
it's
the
characters? It's on my anime list. Yeah, the characters look kind of weird.
Yeah. It's supposed to be pretty damn lit.
So it came out spring of 2014.
That's newer than I thought. I thought there were some older ones. Either way, it's probably all good. I'm trying to think of one that doesn't have an anime, because running has an anime, but they don't have like a track anime, like sprints.
Well, that's because the sport anime has to have like moments where there is strategy involved and thoughts. Like
they could have good training arcs though, like squatting in the squat rack doing.
Yeah,
like,
but then the actual race build up is like really just running the whole time.
It'd have to be short, but I could see it being good if they did like a 400 meter or like an 800 meter where it's like one full lap around the track. Like,
but how do you draw that out over episodes?
I mean, you wouldn't, like, that's why it'd have to be, like, an 8-episode anime, but you could show their training or golf.
I don't know. I don't think golf could be okay, but also, I feel like the sport animes have to have a lot of variables, like, either players or, like, a ball.
Golf's got hella variable, because they could be like, oh, no, he put backspin on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that shot's going off. Oh, he got some draw. It's rolling in.
I just don't think I would watch it, but somebody could probably make it good.
I'm just thinking, yeah, because all of the ones they do have, like basketball and volleyball are, you know, high.
I mean, handball is a freaking Olympic sport now.
Yeah. I don't know. High Q just, because I know I've seen some people are like, there's no point in watching like anime sports because you can just watch the real sport. And I can partially agree with that, but then at the same time, it's like.
It makes you appreciate the real sport even more.
It's one of the best. I mean, we played sports, so I know firsthand, like, for a human being or an anime character, it's one of the best vehicles for self-growth.
What, sports?
Yeah. And that's why people like Haikyuu. It's not, I mean, the volleyball's sweet, but it's the characters developing in the sport and as human beings is what makes it how good it is.
I mean, it's a lot of, that's why, like, team sports are, like, crucial for development as a person.
Yeah,
like,
and I can relate to that, because I played, you know, three sports year-round all through high school, and then played football in college, so, like, I know how it can, like, develop a character.
Shoot, and, you know, just for, like, being able to take criticism from somebody that's not your parents, like, as a coach.
Yeah,
and a player.
And work with other people, and, you know, go against other people.
Have people depend on you, depend on other people. Yeah, you're right. It's a thing. That's why sports animes are so awesome.
That's what's
wild
about.
I feel like there should be more of them. Yeah.
There's a lot more than you think, but that's what's wild about track, because it is like, that's one thing I had the most anxiety in track, because it's just you. You just line up with eight other dudes and they shoot a gun and you run for 100 meters and see who comes in first. The relays, I enjoy the relays a lot more just because you kind of have someone to rely on, even though your split matters, but when it's just like, hey, y'all about to all start running at the same time. The nerves.
Yeah,
and you could see it in people too. Like, I always, they'd be like hella nervous before the race. Especially before the 400 meter. Your legs be locked up for about 30 minutes after that.
That's the thing about races. It's kind of one of those things where no matter how much training you put into it, like, you're going to run your absolute hardest. Yeah. Like, it's not like a boxing match where you don't have to box your hardest to win.
Yeah, it's never easy, because
it's never going to be easy.
If you're going your hardest, Well, if someone's put, unless you're just that much better than everybody, if you can run it, if your mile time is 10 seconds faster, then yeah, you could technically run it only 5 seconds faster, and that may be easy for you, but, you know, mostly for mid-distance sprinting, like, you're going to be puking and have some lactic acid for days. Oh, unless you win, you have your adrenaline, I guess.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I would watch a track anime. I think it'd make a good one. I don't know if golf would be a good one, honestly.
There's just a lot of variables.
I just think ping pong, we need more ping pong anime. Like, doubles, ping pong. Like, think about the training arts. Like, you could have a tournament style where they introduce all these different players, and they have their unique serves that they work on.
I'm sure
and
that
like,
one
strategy,
will.
Like, the ball is coming in the midair, and, like, you hear their thoughts of how the ball is spinning and how they're going to counter the spin.
Yeah.
I mean, working on footwork, it's a crazy sport to watch, and anybody that has never watched ping pong played at the professional level, my goodness, stop what you're doing right now. Actually finish this episode and then go watch some highlights from the Olympics. Like, it is incredible how skillful one can become at hitting a plastic ball.
I mean, yeah, we used to have one at our office, and like, we got head and shoulders better than like the average person.
Oh yeah, we could.
Like, I'm definitely definitely an upper middle tier ping pong player, like in the world average. Like, yeah, would I get bodied by anybody who plays competitive professionally?
Yeah,
yes.
I would say we're in the top 5% of.
But like, if I was on
players.
The street and someone picked out 20 random people to play me in ping pong, I'd probably beat 18 of them.
Yeah,
possibly all 20. And that's just the truth right there.
Well, we
and if
think
you think
about
you can
it,
beat
we
me
playing,
in pong, get at me.
Well, if you think about it, we were playing 3 times a day for what,
yeah,
6-7 months.
Shoot, like a year.
Yeah, I guess it was like a year and seven months.
We used to have a ping pong table up at the office in the break room. For a brief window in time, and you can take not even a 10-minute break and play a quick set.
Yeah, that shit was nice. I miss that. Anything else on Olympic sport question?
No, I would final answer probably just golf. I'd like to see how somebody. I would just like to see if somebody can make it interesting. And since I'm starting to golf more and watch golf on TV every now and then, I would like to see what someone could do with it. Because I could see it if they make the characters interesting. There's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Because I never thought volleyball was cool either.
It's just that with golf, it's kind of like you're competing against yourself. But that's why it's like, it's the same with gymnastics. Like, a gymnastics anime could be cool, but it's also like you're competing against yourself.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that one is one of, that's why I can agree with people who say like sports anime are pointless. Because like, I'd rather just watch Simone Biles flip off the thing than an animated character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Personally. I know she bowed out.
Yeah, I saw that. She's just the only gymnast I know.
Yeah.
Besides Gabby Douglas, who's not competing this year, but she won gold like 2 times ago.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Second question. This is from our number one fan. Kaylee, you know who you are.
Shouts.
Instagram handle @awkwardkaylee. And it's Kaylee with, it's KAYLEAA. AA, like the battery. She actually asked us 2 questions, so we're going to answer both of them. So, first question, and it's funny because she actually sent these questions in today, not knowing we were going to do the question and answer episode. What anime world would you live in, and why? And what anime world would be your worst nightmare? I revised it because she wanted to know our 2 for each one, but for the sake of time, we're going to do 1. So, Brennan, what anime world would you live in?
I mean, it just kind of depends on, like, the stakes. Like, what type of character am I? Am I just, like, a run-of-the-mill? Do I get to be MC? Or, like, what's the word? It's kind
of... No, you don't get to be MC. You just get to live in the world. Like, you, as your current self, you may acquire some powers.
So I can acquire powers.
You would have your personality, your age... Your exact body looks
would
in
I
that
have to
world.
Have my job and my current salary?
No, you it'd be like if you it'd be like isekai style. You get dropped into this world.
I'm trying to think of what's a safer world I could drop into. I mean, I'm almost tempted to just like go into a regular ass anime where people are just pretty sweet.
What do you mean, like, nice
know,
people?
Just, like, they just have cool, like, it's just an easygoing lifestyle.
You don't want to go get dropped into Gurren Lagann?
Nah, I wouldn't. I honestly wouldn't get dropped into, like, a fighting one.
A shonen?
No, I wouldn't.
Hmm.
but I couldn't, I don't know what anime I would just go in to live a normal life. I mean, like, it'd be cool to live in Konoha, like, honestly, like, if I had to pick a shonen, I'd live there, because even if I wasn't a ninja, I feel like it's a pretty cool little quaint town.
Hell yeah, it is.
And it doesn't matter if you're a ninja, you can still wear those sandals. So, I mean, you got that going for you.
Goblin Slayer, that's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, I'd go with Naruto just to keep it on, like, recognizable anime worlds that aren't carbon copies of our own, I guess. Even if I wasn't a ninja, it'd be cool.
I know one. I know mine. Mine would be Dr. Stone, as long as I'm with, what's his name?
The main guy?
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. Something with an M?
I don't know.
I keep wanting to say Maticula, but I know that that's not right.
Not the guy that's not the god of high school.
Yes. I can't believe. I'm so sorry, everybody. I can't remember his name. Senku.
Yes,
Senku. Maticula. Why am I thinking of Maticula? What the hell is that?
I thought about saying that, but I was
Senku.
Like, I was like, honestly, I wouldn't want to have to live in that shit. I like creature comforts.
I would love to start over and be a part of the rebuilding.
That or the other one I was going to say, but it would just be like living in Japan in like the 90s was Initial D. If I get a sweet whip to drive, I'd do that.
But you don't know how to drift, so you'd have to learn.
Yeah, Takumi's friend's learning to drift. He just got his first car, and he doesn't race, really, but he goes up on the mountains, and he practices.
Okay, so mine is... world I'd pick to live in is Dr. Stone, the Stone World. Oh, man, you're Chicago morning world!
Just put me down for Initial D, because, one, I'd get to live in Tokyo, which would be dope, and I'm assuming I get a classic JDM car, too, if I live there. Bare minimum.
That's a given.
Bare minimum.
Okay, our second part two of her question. What would be your worst nightmare? Which world to live in? And why?
I feel like it's basic, but I'd probably go with, like, Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that's...
shit would just stress me out, even if I was in the walls, like...
I mean, shit. Yeah, it's a given. I want to find one just for the sake of, like, having a second one.
There's a reason that one comes to mind. It's popular, and it's just like, it fucking sucks. I mean, I guess the whole
Demon
world...
Demon Slayer would kind of fucking suck, too.
Yeah.
If you're not a Demon Slayer, you're just, like, at night, you're just getting terrorized by demons
like it's
all
not
the time.
That I feel like you can just go inside and keep lights on, or...
No, they can break into your house.
Yeah. I just feel like they'd be making way more demons or killing way more people.
High Rise, that would be a bad one to live in. You've never watched that. High Rise would be a pretty bad... I'm going to go with High Rise just for the sake of it being different. Just because horror movies freak me out and, like, people wearing masks freak me out.
Yeah. I don't watch that many scary anime, though, like, of worlds that are like, oh, shit.
High Rise is pretty creepy. I'm going to go with High Rise. It all takes place on the top levels of buildings, and they're all connected by bridges.
Maybe Tokyo Ghoul, but it's just like... don't go out in dark alleyways at night, you know what I mean? Or don't stay out late. Like, it's pretty avoidable.
Just I would just get a transplant and become a ghoul myself.
Shit, I would just...
live forever.
I like to eat food. I wouldn't want to do that shit. I would want to just drink coffee and dead suicide people blood.
All right, so Brennan's world he would live in is...
Initial D.
Initial D. Mine is... Dr. Stone,
just do
Stone
Naruto.
World.
Initially, these are a cop-out because it's just our world in a different country.
Yeah, that's true.
I do Naruto because I could see myself being chill there, post-pain era. I ain't trying to be there. I ain't trying to be there for the almighty push or anything. Get fucked up.
Your nightmare would be Attack on Titan, and mine would be High Rise. All right, Kaylee had a second question. If we had to get an anime tattoo, what would it be? And, you know, I've given this a lot of thought, even before being asked this. So first I'll ask you this, Brennan. If you had to get an anime tattoo, before answering what you would get, where would you get an anime tattoo?
Shoot, I don't know. I have a ton of ones I would do, or that I've thought about getting and are in the back burners. But, I mean, the easy one, the cop-out one, is just the curse mark, because it's hideable. And it's small.
The curse mark from Naruto?
Yeah, Sasuke's curse mark on the back of his neck, but I get it on, like, my shoulder area. Like, it looks like the three Tomei things.
Yeah.
I'd probably get the sealed ver- the sealed version of it. No, I'd get the unsealed version of it so people know that I'm fucking with raw power. Then the Naruto Ninetales seal on the belly button would be dope if you're shredded, like an 8-pack. And then another one I've always wanted to do, and don't steal this, anybody listening. I'm sure someone's done it, is like get a... I've always like wanted to do like full Japanese sleeve, basically, with like dragons and clouds and water, especially. But I've always wanted to get like a samurai mask, like a custom samurai mask, you know, that they wear when they go to war. But the eyes is one is the Rinnegan and the other is the Sharingan.
That would be really cool.
Because it would still be, it's a common tattoo.
But only people would that know the eyes, know. Yeah. Yeah, that'd actually be pretty sweet just to get the samurai mask.
That's what I'm saying. That would either go on my back or I would have to work it into a, like a half sleeve. But I've been thinking about sleeving out one of my a whole leg from quad.
A leg?
Yeah, a whole leg just sleeved out. Because then I could still wear pants at work and no one knows.
I've heard getting leg tats hurts.
Yeah, probably. But I just think it'd be cool. I don't know if I'm ready to commit my whole arm. I mean, I'd like to. I just, you know, work in a professional setting and crap and it's not. It's getting more lenient, but I don't want to have to wear quarter sleeves every day. And I could. It'd be fine at work, but, you know, when I go meet with people and stuff, like, I don't want to be, like, sleeved up. I'm already, like, a younger. They probably think I'm cocky.
Yeah.
Already, so I don't want like, to be rolling like, in with the tats.
Man, screw this kid who watches anime. He thinks I don't know what that shit is. That's a Rinnegan. I think I would have to, so my location, I would get somewhere on the ribs. I've already got one under my left arm. Well, I mean, like on my back lap part. And I would want it to be about the size of maybe 2 inch by 2 inch, like maybe a quarter size, pretty small. And I would want it to be like the silhouette of like a character from a popular show that isn't the most popular character. So for example, like
Goku, silhouette of Goku.
No, maybe like a silhouette of like, I don't know. Like Jiraiya's silhouette, like of just his hair maybe, and like the horns. But like, you know when people do drawings of a character, but they don't include the eyes or the mouth?
Yeah.
Like if I could just get Jiraiya's head and his hair silhouette, and it's just all in black line,
yeah,
I think that that'd be pretty sweet. Because then it's one of those tattoos where I know it's anime, and people that watch anime know it's anime, but everybody else is just like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I can see that. I don't have any tattoos right now, but I've always been. The curse mark one goes against my whole philosophy on a lot of shit. Like, I usually go big or go home. Like, so I wouldn't want to just get like a little.
You don't want to freaking go get your first tattoo and get your whole leg covered.
I mean, I would get a big piece, though. Like, I would get something that takes some work. Like, if any tattoo I get is going to cost probably at least $1,000.
Shoot, that's not a way to dip it. You might end up with huge regret, though.
That's just how
you
got to
dip a foot in the water first.
That's why I haven't gotten one yet.
Jeez, man.
I'm trying to think of some of the tattoos that I was, like, for sure going to get, but ended up not. But I can't think of them. A lot of them were anime-related. I've always wanted to do something with the Sharingan, like the two eyes on my back or one on my bend of my arm, just one eye, that's one. But I want someone to make me a custom, my own, not one of the... You know how they have their own Mangekyos, they're all different?
Yeah.
I'd want like to make my own custom one that's my own Sharingan.
So whenever Sharingan. I bought my new car a couple weeks ago, the finance guy that I was buying the... signing the deals and everything with, the warranties... He had a tattoo on his arm and he showed me because I was wearing a That Anime Podcast t-shirt. And
he like pulled up the sleeve. You listening, bro?
He might be. What up, Kyle? we're boys now, we text. But he lifted up his arm and showed me, and he's got a tattoo of... It's a character from Ponyo. I don't think it's Ponyo, but
is
it's
it
a
Sosuke?
I don't know.
Is it the kid?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
the boy,
it's
the young boy. Yeah, Sosuke.
Okay, yeah. So he said it was like one of his most influential shows he's watched. So he got it tatted right on his left shoulder. Yeah, I respect it.
One time we were going to the gym, me and Darby, and the dude scanning the ID cards or whatever. We went at different times, so I'd never seen him. And he had a Princess Mononoke tattoo that was pretty sick. It had her and like a wolf. So I was just like, shit, I gotta let him know that that's sweet. And you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't know what it is. So I was like, it's a sick tattoo. And then he told me about it, and then he pulled up his leg, had the Tanjiro tattoo on his right leg, pulled up his other leg, had the, what's his sister's name?
I'm drawing blanks on names today.
I usually don't.
Tanjiro and Miku. I usually don't
forget, it's not Miku. I usually don't forget names, but his sister, damn it, on the other leg, and then pulled up his other sleeve and forearm and had more. I can't even remember, but like he had the anime tattoo, so I even asked him, I was like, who does those if they're in Tulsa? But he was like, I drive
Nezuko.
Like, Nezuko.
Miku's,
he's like, I drive
close.
Like 8 hours to get these.
Damn.
Yeah, he gave me his whole like 10-minute spiel on them. That's pretty, they're all good work though. If I knew who the artist was, I'd shout him out, but I don't.
That's awesome. Yeah. Anybody, if you've got an anime tat, we'd love to see them if you're comfortable with sending us a picture of it via message.
I better not be seeing anybody posting my tattoo idea coming up. I'm going to see that shit. Someone's going to be like, had a crazy idea.
If they do it, though, tag Brennan in the picture. And that way we can know that you did it.
I'll probably do it eventually, because at the very least, I could just get it on my back or something. I just feel like I've always wanted something on my arm. Or like
doing the limbs is tough to do when you start.
I want a piece. I want like a half sleeve or a chest piece or something, or like my whole back.
Yeah.
Quad.
What does Darby think of this, since she owns you?
Nah, she wouldn't care. She's got a tattoo on her spine.
Is she going to get any more tats?
I don't know. We just spend money on different shit right now. It's probably the main thing. That's probably why I won't end up getting it. If I have $1,500, I'm spending it on my car, not my skin.
Yeah. Getting a tattoo is something I have two tattoos, but
yeah,
both
but
of them are
pay.
Very, very minimal risk. Like I paid like $100 tops for both of them. And they're both small, no color. And unless you're looking for them, you're never going to see them.
I watched a lot of Ink Masters too, so then I feel like I got unrealistically high standards, and then shit I thought looked good, they'd be like, the shading's awful, bro.
Yeah, this isn't traditional Japanese.
I'm gonna be fucking walking around and someone's gonna be like, bro, that shit's whack, dude.
I know.
I thought this shit was clean.
I'm the same way, because we watched all the Ink Masters growing up. I'm super critical of people's tattoos. Yeah. Like, I can immediately tell if it's a dog shit tattoo or if it's like they paid good money for it.
Like, realistically, like, if you
went to like just another hole and got a sleeve, like, damn, man, you might have.
There could be a good artist there, but
there
you,
could be.
You feel like if
but
they're
not
good,
the one
they'll,
in, not the one in Tulsa.
They're gonna branch out and start their own.
Yeah,
I mean, realistically, I'd have to win the lottery, and if I just had set for life, I would Google the top traditional Japanese artist and get like a traditional Japanese sleeve and throw it.
It's that
it.
Dude from the Ink Master show.
I know which one you're talking about. The one who's like got the fade.
Yeah.
And people be trying to square up with him all the time because he pisses them off. But yeah, I would get like him, but I would still work in that anime stuff with the traditional style. But that shit ain't cheap.
What the hell was that dude's name?
Not the guitar player.
I know.
Not the guitar player, the white dude with the long hair.
I'm not going to remember his name.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the... What number question is this?
Three or four.
Number four. So this person also wants to remain anonymous. We will keep you that way. They want to hear us talk about how we would go about bringing somebody into the world of anime. So, like, basically how we're going to court a non-anime person into becoming an anime person.
I usually don't unless they... I mean, every now and then if they ask, I'll like say, like, yeah, you may like this, or hey, check this out. But unless they show genuine interest to like, hey, I want to watch one, what should I watch? I usually don't try to force it on to anybody, because then they just think you're one of those freaking geeks. Like, I just watch it. Like, for the longest time, I just fucking watched it, and I didn't talk about it. I just enjoyed it, and someone wanted to talk about it, but I never tried to like push it on to any of my friends or people like that. And I still don't. Like, I would never say, dude, you heard about this show?
Yeah.
Like, when even Attack on Titan was hype and, like, season 4 was airing, like, we were in Colorado with some friends, and, like, a commercial came on, and I was like, oh, shit, like, talking to Darby, I was like, that's coming out tomorrow night, and my friend was like, what is? And I was like, Attack on Titan, and then I told him about, like, what it was, but I've never talked about it before that.
I kind of have the same philosophy. I don't ever... go out and evangelize for anime, but the way I have brought it up in the past to people is if people ask me, like, what I do in my free time or, like, what hobbies I have. You know, when you meet somebody for the first time and, like, tell me something about yourself, that could be something that I bring up, like, well, you know, I watch cartoons, but they're Japanese cartoons. They're called anime.
So you just gotta say anime. Shit, that happened to me about two-ish months ago. I started going to I've been looking for a new barber, and there's, like, a pretty highly rated place across the street from my office building, so I went there. You know, barber dude's cutting my hair, just talking, and then he's, you know, this place takes your time. They schedule you for an hour, so he's gonna have to talk to me. And, you know, I'm not against just sitting there either. Like, I like relaxing, but he's a talker. He asked me what I like, so I said, like, video games. He's like, what are you playing? And I really hadn't been playing. But then he's like, you do anything else? And then finally I was just like, yeah, I watch anime. And he's like, oh, nice. And then it sounded like he was just like a fucking loser. I was like, you ever fuck with any of that? And he's like, yeah, I actually love that shit. And then we talked about, like, the Demon Slayer movie, and now every time I go get my hair cut, we talk about anime.
Damn. And
Mortal Kombat.
so he heard you say that you watch anime, and he was, like, casual and, like,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, like, literally.
He wasn't going to say anything else?
No, like, he was just, like, awesome, man. Like, I thought he was just being, like, nice, like, didn't want to be, like, or maybe he was thinking the same as me, like, because I didn't say it the first time he asked me what I like to do, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when I asked him, he was like, oh, hell yeah. He's like, me and my wife love anime.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, it can. And it's more people are more open to it now, too. We talk about it all the time. But he's your age, too. So he's a couple years older than me.
Nice.
Watches anime. Saw the Demon Slayer. He's also his first anime movie in theaters.
Fuck, I need to be friends with this guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I bet you he'd love to get his hands on my hair.
Yeah, he's cool. I mean, I like him. I'm going to go back. I wish I had the funds to get my hair cut like every 2 weeks, but I'm more of an every month kind of guy.
I'm like a
let that shit grow out. Let it grow a little bit before so you can tell it got cut.
So yeah, that's kind of what we think about bringing somebody into the anime world. You can't be pushy about it because nobody wants, like, if somebody tells me to watch a movie or something, I usually am like, I'm not going to watch it now. But if somebody's like, hey, I strongly recommend this. If you like this, watch this. I like whenever people cater to what I'm thinking, not just like watch this because I like it.
Yeah. Once you build up a repertoire with somebody, like the guy we do at work who's watched some of our anime recommendations, like when he was like, hey, you need to watch this show Invincible, like I trusted him. I was like, well, he's listening to us stuff and we have similar tastes. And it took me like 2 or 3 months to actually watch it. But when I did, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he was right.
Once you get someone to watch and you know you have similar interests, then you can like more so be like, hey, you heard about this show. But you can't just, if your friend's never watched an anime, you can't just be like, Naruto, bro. You ain't watched that shit? Are you fucking dumb?
All right, next question. Also, this person wants to stay anonymous. But thank you for everybody that's, even though you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. If you ever change your mind and want shout-outs, let us know. We'll shout-out your Instagram handle. She asked, if you could erase one anime character from the anime universe, who would it be?
From any anime show in their universe?
Yes. Gone. They never existed to the story.
Never existed to the story. Well, one I hate, well, I don't want to say that now, but what would make an interesting show if someone was completely erased? The character never existed in that anime.
They just never existed.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think too.
Let's just say
I had my freaking answer.
Obito Uchiha. Spoilers coming ahead. Because then the fourth Hokage never dies, and Naruto has dad. There's no soft story.
But if Obito never dies, then Kakashi never learns the lesson.
Yeah, Obito never existed.
Oh, he never existed.
Yeah.
So maybe, well, then Kakashi, it's butterfly effect though, changes everything.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm assuming that the Nine Tails doesn't get out and that
Naruto's dad may never clap and even made Naruto.
Yeah,
and
then we never. He would have. That's one thing that's for sure. He was making that baby.
That's actually a pretty good one. Dang.
Just to see what would happen. Not that I don't like Obito, but yeah, he basically a lot of things got put into fruition because of him, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
Because they also could have just let Rin die, and, you know, and everything probably would have been fine if they didn't go save her and he didn't get crushed by the rock.
Yeah.
If they just went and finished the mission, and then he would have never got found by Madara, and Madara probably would have never been able to find a successor to carry on his
thing. That's true. It would have solved all the problems.
That's what I'm saying. So it would have a big effect on the show in its entirety.
Dude, I mean, honestly, Itachi being erased would, too.
Yeah.
All the Uchihas, or Tobirama.
Shit, it would have been a lot easier, because then Sasuke and Naruto would have... I don't know if Naruto, they would have progressed like they would have. There's a movie, a spinoff movie, where they go into the Tsukuyomi. So Naruto has his parents, because he's always wanted parents. Sakura doesn't, but the Sasuke in that version is like, the Uchiha never left, so he's like a pretty boy. Like, he's not a good fighter. He may be, but like, he's not gonna care about it.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say, like, him and Naruto could just tag team the Akatsuki and make work of it, but I don't think either one of them would have been pushed as far to go. Shit, they would have just relied on the fourth probably to clap those cheeks.
Yeah.
Flying Raijin style.
I'm pretty sure that the one that I thought of was from Dragon Ball Z, but I can't remember who it was.
From Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. I think it was probably like Majin Buu. I didn't put that much thought into this.
Ub Najin, if he never existed.
I just don't think he added anything to the series.
Who, like, Ub?
Majin Buu.
Majin Buu?
Yeah.
He's like one of the only characters that's still alive that's a villain.
I know, I just could do without him. Like,
I mean, yeah, it was a good arc though. But yeah, he's just not as memorable as Frieza.
Like, he's strong as hell, but he doesn't even go into the Tournament of Power because he's fucking sleeping.
I don't know. That's not the Majin Buu. The Majin Buu I think of is just like the regular buff one.
I know, but that's the one we're left with. No, he is buff. He lost all that weight for the super.
Yeah, but he wasn't like the mean one that like was absorbing people.
Oh, yeah.
Or the one that got the nose, because getting a nose is like the biggest upgrade for power.
Well, in that universe, it is.
They all start off without noses. But slowly but surely, grow a snout.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that answer because I can't think of anybody else. And our last question for the episode: we talked about anime cons when the episode Darby was on, and so people were wanting to know if we ever go to any anime.
We talked about anime cons.
Hypothetically met in an anime con. So we got a question of: do we go to anime cons? Do we plan on going to anime cons, and which ones?
Shoot.
So no, yes, wait, no, yes, and yes.
Mine's just like no and maybe for both. Like, have I been to one? No. Would I love to and want to? Yes. Do I know for sure that I'll get to? No. Personally,
why?
I'd rather go to like E3 or like the Tokyo Game Show. Just for me. Like, I like anime too, but like, I don't know.
I think it would be fun to go to an anime conference where everybody's like cosplayed.
Yeah, but you can do that at like E3 or something. I don't know. I just, like, when Kingdom Hearts 3 was coming out, I was always ducked that people were like getting hands on the demo before me because they were at like gaming conferences, like playing like the first hour, and I'd be like, freaking bastards. Like, I just think that would be cool. Like, I want that experience more than anime, I guess. Even though I'd say I like anime more than video games.
Oh, me.
But
me
I just
too,
like dropping
down.
I just like dropping into the world of video games, like when it's the right one.
Yeah, so we don't go to any anime conferences, but we would like to, like Brennan said, if you know of any good ones, let us know. Maybe we can meet.
All the big ones are like in San Francisco, and
there's big ones in Orlando
Expo
too.
Yeah, I mean, like highly populated towns that we'd have to fly to.
That's fine. We got points.
I'd rather there just be one within like driving distance. I don't want to make it a whole like thousands of dollar vacation.
Yeah,
I'm trying to go to Japan, real Japan.
You like that song, I don't know why Japan makes me think of BTS, because they're Korean, but you like that song, Butter?
Yeah, I already burnt that shit out, but yeah, I did like it. I still do, I just don't listen to it as much.
Their freaking songs are so catchy. Alright, well, that is the episode, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for sending us these topics and everything. It was a great episode because Colton wasn't here. And, well, no, it wasn't a great episode because he wasn't here. It was a great episode for us to do without him because we like to talk shows.
And we didn't prepare jack shit.
Yeah, we didn't watch anything specific.
Thanks for doing our jobs.
Yeah, it makes it easier when we have listener questions, and we like to hear what you guys want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, and it's fun to do every now and then, too, for sure, just to get off the... So next week, just for sure, we're talking My Hero, whatever that fucking
Rising
movie
Hero.
Is. Whatever that movie that Colton's making us watch.
Well, I mean, we need to get the movie so people can know. My Hero.
The second movie. My Hero movie.
Is it the second one?
I think there's already one that's also been out.
Oh, it's called Heroes Rising.
Yeah, Heroes Rising.
It came out in 2019, so it's not even new.
This shit's pretty new.
This is freaking 2 years
2019,
ago.
2019, that's new.
That shit ain't new.
If you're driving a 2019 car, wouldn't you say that shit's new?
Not in anime. If you think about it, it probably just made it over here in the States. Maybe that's why. So we're watching My Hero, Heroes Rising next week, and I'm hoping that's the right one.
It is. Okay.
And then we're going to probably do another Ghibli because that episode that we did
Mononoke
exploded.
After that.
So.
We're doing Mononoke 1,000%. Mark your calendars.
Is that Princess Mononoke?
Yeah, Princess Mononoke.
Lots of people have that tat.
It's a sick tat for sure.
Because you can do like the grayscale with the red.
Well, everyone likes getting like a mysterious gal tattoo, you know what I mean? Like a woodsy girl with face paint.
A pinup. you have anything else, Brennan?
No, that's it.
All right, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you for listening. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week. And peace out.